This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. As today is Good Friday, I am thinking about how it's never too late to seek Christ. When Jesus was nailed to the cross, there were two criminals at his side. As he hung there, several of the soldiers mocked Jesus by offering him sour wine and gambling for his clothes. Yet Jesus uttered from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." One of the criminals hanging beside Jesus heard him say that and said, "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and the two of us while you're at it." The other criminal quickly responded, "Don't you fear God even when you are dying? We deserve to die for our evil deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And then he looked toward Jesus and said, "Will you remember me when you come into your kingdom?" And Jesus told him, "I assure you today, you will be in paradise with me." And this story about the good thief is a perfect example of how it's never too late to start seeking God for whatever we might need, whether it's salvation or forgiveness or just a deeper connection with Him. As followers of Christ, we know that many among us still do not understand this fact. So who do you know who could benefit from hearing it's never too late to seek Christ? And as we enter into this Easter weekend, let's make an extra effort to tap the shoulder of another and remind them of these words, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, it's never too late.